Hello, it is 7 a.m. in New York, 2 p.m. in Johannesburg, and 6 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Shanderbean from sundaybean.com, and I am a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. So yesterday, I was working in my office, and I was feeling really stuck. So I knew in my brain what I wanted to communicate to you, and it had a lot to do with something that I was really fed up about. And let me tell you what I'm fed up about. I'm fed up with expat spouses going abroad and not being supported once they get there. I'm fed up with heavy loading on pre-departure training and then being left to sort it all out once you get there. I'm fed up with organizations only offering psychological support, actually a little too little, much too late. I'm fed up with people who are going abroad and are changing every single aspect around their family life and routine and getting there and looking left and right and asking themselves, who can help me, right? I'm fed up with looking at expats and saying, listen, Sunday, I'm stuck. And there's no one to turn to because the people that are around are going through the same thing and they have the same challenges that I do. All right, so I'll tell you more about what I did about it, but there's this general idea that I'm seeing where people are moving, you know, the typical rotational expat where you move every 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and you uproot your life and you take it to the next place to do everything over again. And I hear people saying, you know what? I could use a little support here. I've tried really hard to figure this all out and I still haven't solved it all, right? Some of those people end up as my one-to-one clients and that's fantastic, but there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people out there that I just can't always get to one-to-one, right? So this idea of being better prepared. And I thought, you know what? We can wait and wait and wait for this support to come, but we'll turn blue in the face if we hold our breath. So I sat there yesterday morning and I thought, I'm going to call for a revolution, right? A revolution is a forcible overthrow of a government or a social order in favor of a new system, right? I thought, you know, there's a system that where you need to do things differently. And this is very connected to the project that I've been working on. So I was working on it and I even like Googled evolution and just playing with some metaphors and honestly, nothing was working and I felt really stuck. I felt there's something really important I want to say to you and I haven't been able to formulate it. So it was around 10:30 in the morning and the reminder popped up in my calendar. I always have this reminder called the base health break. And for those of you who've listened to my podcast, I've shared about it before, where I literally have to block off an hour of my time so I can get up and go for a walk and actually take care of myself. So it's time to go for a walk. I stand up, and as I turn toward the door, I broke through a huge spider web. A spider web that, of course, I didn't see. And I was all like tangled up, you know, with my hair and my arms. And I'm, you know, waving my hands above my head right now for those of you who obviously can't see me. And it must have been built between the time I sat down at 7 that morning and 10:30. And as I wiped the cobwebs from my arms, I thought, wait a minute. When I walked in here this morning, I walked through a spider web, like not as quite as much as before, but I did this morning. And actually, 2 days ago, there was a spider that came down from my ceiling of my office down to my desk to greet me. And I started my walk and I thought, what is this about spiders, right? What's with the spider webs? Okay, I know it's probably, you know, Sunday, clean your office could be one thing. But I thought, what is going on? And I know this sounds totally woo-woo and I'm kind of embarrassed I'm sharing this with you. But here it goes. On a whim, I Googled meaning of spider webs. I thought maybe there's something there that would be interesting. And I landed on this site and you're going to crack up. The site is called whatsyoursign.com. So not exactly the title of a website where you would think you would get understanding around the meaning of spider webs, but for real. And it had something really interesting to say. So this Ms. Avia shared something around the symbology of spiders across cultures, across time. And it was like handing me the answer to what I was struggling with to articulate to you. And here it is. Taking back control of your life, your happiness, your success, your transitions is about a series of choices. Spiders remind us that our choices construct our lives. And I know it sounds obvious, but it is important to be mindful of the choices we're making. Okay, you're like, yeah, duh, this is, everybody knows that. But listen, we can really easily ignore this. You know what I'm talking about. Like we drink that last glass of wine that wasn't really necessary. We say yes to that thing at school or work, but really it's robbing you of the time that of something you want to be doing otherwise. We let the stress from home or work spill into the evening and it ruins the only interruption-free hour you have with your partner. We let months go by before reaching out to check on that friend that's been on your mind. You're hungry for more purpose, but you just keep yourself busy with other things to avoid this kind of tough question. Or you don't block off the 3 hours to plan that big move, which you know will save you time in the end. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. These choices, moment by moment, day by day, month by month, year by year, construct our lives, our happiness, and our success. No pressure, right? So right now, I want you to take a moment and ask yourself, are the choices that you're making right now building a strong web? A strong home? Or do you feel like things are hanging by a string? Okay, it is time to start thinking about your life abroad as a spider web, because taking back control of your life, your happiness, your success, and your transitions is about a series of choices. Each choice you make, each priority you set is a strand of silk. Like spiders, these strands vary, right? Some are to anchor you. Some are to nurture children. Some are to get food. And others are for transportation, right? And of course, for creating a home. So here's my question to you. How are you designing your life abroad? Okay, so maybe you're great at not letting stress impact you and your partner, but you're privately struggling to find that sense of purpose. Or it could be that you have this amazing community of friends from all over the world who adore you, but you feel like you might wonder whether they know how much you really love them. Or maybe you absolutely love where you live, but you feel hungry for more, I don't know, connection to the locals and understanding of the local context. Okay, so that's the web I'm talking about. What are the strategies that you're using to create a strong web? And What are the vulnerable areas? So this is really a paradigm shift. And now bear with me. This is a new metaphor that just popped in my mind last night. So I'm going to do some more thinking about it. But I'm thinking about this metaphor as opposed to other things. Like we have this idea about establishing roots wherever we go, or if you say roots, depending on what region you come from or what kind of English you speak. So really the idea of you get uprooted, you take your family out of the soil, out of where you live, and you have to reestablish, right? There's a violence in the uprooting, right? If you take a plant from where it is growing and solid and established and you rip it out, there's violence. And this web, if our life abroad is not a plant that gets uprooted and gets moved and have to replant, and then it takes a while until you water it and then it thrives, right? What if we totally change our paradigm? What if we said, okay, get the metaphor, but what if there's another way I can look at my life? And when I see that, if my happiness, my ability to be happy and thrive and succeed abroad is not a plant that either has roots or not, thrives or not, gets watered or not, but a web. If I am in control of my life, I can create the life that is important to me based on the choices I make, based on the actions I take, based on my mindset. Then I can design, I can construct the life abroad that I love. Okay, but what it takes a lot of work, right? That means I'm the one who has to set the anchor. I'm the one who has to create the vision of what it will be like. And I take action. I'm making sure that it's stable. Okay, so this is a paradigm shift. But if you understand this idea of the spider web, we know it looks fragile, but it is so strong. You know, my third grader came home and he said, did you know that a spider web is stronger than an iron bridge? Right? They're strong. It looks fragile, but it is strong. That's the kind of life I want you to be living abroad. Sure, it looks fragile. Whoa, you're just going to leave and now in, 4 weeks, you're going to establish your life in another place. Feels fragile, but it's like, okay, I'll take down this web. I know how to put it back together. I have the plan. I know I have the strength, the strategies to do it, right? For me, it totally changes the way we can all see life abroad. And that's what I was originally going for with this revolution idea. I think we need to look at it differently, because the uprooting is like I'm a strong plant or I'm a withering plant. I want to reframe how we see it. Okay, the web, we're just beginning the web. We're looking for the place to set it up, and we're creating these strong connections, this force, which can hold more than you would ever imagine. All right, so obviously I'm excited about it, but I really do think I want you to just carry this metaphor with you and see how it serves you better than the other metaphors that we hear among expats, okay, among relocation specialists, right? So just play with this metaphor. And when I look at this metaphor, I notice that there are two mistakes I see a lot of expats make that actually hinder their happiness and adaptation and success, right? And if we stay with this metaphor around looking at our life as this web, the spider web. Okay, so mistake number one I see expats make that actually hinders their happiness, adaptation, and success is number one, there's no design. Now, a design is the plan, right? The thinking behind how things function. Maybe you're saying to yourself, yeah, it gets a job done, but it actually feels wobbly. It's kind of like IKEA furniture after a few years when you've taken it apart and put it back together again. IKEA, I love you. Half of my house is from IKEA. I'm not knocking IKEA, but let me be honest. If you take a shelf apart and together every 2 to 4 years, it gets wobbly. So the design that does its job but feels wobbly. Okay. So if you feel like, you know what, I've been getting along, hasn't felt solid, but I've been getting along, this might be part of the problem. There is no design. A design, by definition, is a plan to show how something will look before you do it. And here's where people make that mistake. How something will look before you do it. I know how it is. You just jump in. You say yes. You pack the bags. You move the container. You get the school and you're living it. All of a sudden, it's been 6 months. How many of you sit down before you go and you say, this is how I want our life to be. This is how I want to feel. This is what I want to be doing. This is how I want my partnership to feel like. This is how I want my kids to be feeling. And really plan how you want it to look. Okay. If you're like one of my clients, you might be just, you know, doing the best you can as you go, right? It does serve you. But as I said, it can be a little wobbly. So here's a situation I see a lot. There was one of my clients, she was overwhelmed. Okay. She had a lot to do in the next 7 months. Okay. And she came up with this list. And I mean, they were pretty big projects, you know, related to the kids, housing, job, etc. We're talking, you know, multiple continent move with a lot of moving parts. Okay. And she was basically saying to me, Sunday, I know these have to be priorities. I'm super overwhelmed. I don't know where to start. Okay. So what she was doing well, which is great, was she was working on her plans for the day, even for the week, but she hadn't yet created a vision for the big plan, for what was going to happen in 7 months. And she hadn't really even articulated what she wanted to create when she got there. Okay, so this is what we did. I mean, this is a very basic version of it, but we basically mapped out how much time she had, what she wanted to get done, what were her highest priorities, and we worked through a process to know how she wanted to land in the new country that would set her up for her to feel great in 7 months. So she would have the energy to be present for her children when they start a new school. So that her kids would feel excited about their fresh start. So her husband would feel supported in his work transition. A design, a pattern to work toward. And that design, that pattern, completely steers then how she spends the next 7 months. Okay, so it's a vision about your life in the coming months and what you want it to look like. Okay, so if you're feeling ugh about your current situation, you can do something about it. Okay, maybe you're concerned just about the next 3 months, or maybe it's even the next 3 years. So stop and ask yourself, what do I want my life to look like then? You have the essential elements of your design. Think about, what do you want to create? And remember, to create a life with choices that support you is how you get a life filled with what is most important. Okay, so this idea of the design is by making the right choices to create a life that you want, right? And I know how easy it is to feel like we're just reacting to organizational demands, corporate changes. I understand that. I get that completely. But this is a moment for you to have control where you can, right? You can't influence a lot of things, but where can you? And then you can create that plan. Okay, mistake number one is there is no design. Mistake number two, there's no resilience testing. Okay, so you know that resilience testing is what engineers do, right? To confirm that the system, like imagine a web, a spider web, can recover from something unexpected, like, I don't know, a rock being thrown at the web or wind blowing or something without it losing its function or being destroyed, right? So how have you tested the choices that you've made, the design that you would like to create in your life, that it can recover from unexpected events? Because the one thing I do know for certain is that the unexpected is going to happen. In fact, it just happened to me on Monday when I suddenly had big plans and I got food poisoning. That's nice. So there is no resilience testing. So when we're thinking about this web, this new metaphor of our life abroad, and we look at the choices that we're making, look at the design that you're creating in your own life, these plans that you want, ask yourself, are these choices creating the strength that you're looking for? Are they creating the stability that you want to create? Okay, so one of my clients, she was really clear about her design, okay? She knew that, you know, if I keep the metaphor here, the kind of web she wanted to spin. And this was a life where she excelled as a leader, a community volunteer. She kept fit and she made time for her kids and her husband. This was an amazing woman who managed to really make it in a whole new country where she has reestablished herself long term. Okay, so the spiders in the forest would all say, ooh, super pretty design, right? Beautiful plan. It would be one of those sparkly spider webs in the forest that just shined of dew in the morning, right? So one of my clients, we're going to call her Angela, she implemented this plan, this design of the life that she was creating, the choices she wanted to make, the priorities she was setting. But with all good intentions, she started out, and then she'd get completely thrown off when something at work happened unexpectedly or when her kids got sick. And she'd stay up really late making up for all that lost time. And then what would happen, of course, she'd be too exhausted in the morning to either concentrate at work or to go for the run that she hoped to fit in. So what happened? She did what any good spider does. She decided that she had to set an anchor, right? So for Angela and for her family to truly recover from the unexpected, which, as I said, is inevitable, she realized she didn't set an anchor. And for those of you who aren't nerdy like me and like to look up spider webs online, an anchor is that first solid strand of that goes between, let's say, two branches that really sets the frame and stability for the beautiful design of the web. Okay, and she realized, hey, you know what? Got the great design, got the complexity happening. I don't have the anchor. So for any blow of wind, things would fall. Does that sound familiar? Right? Where you think you've got it planned out, you've got lots of moving pieces, you're keeping all the balls in the air, and then something happens and everything goes crashing, right? We know that Angela's not alone. I see a lot of people like this. So she discovered she needed an anchor. And for her, it was a reliable person she could count on to do all the pickup and drop off when she and her husband couldn't, or someone she could count on when her kids were too sick to go to school, but not so sick that they really needed mama, right? For some of you, the anchor might not be an extra person. Maybe it's just saying no to more things and not packing your schedule so full, right? So that anchor, what is the thing that you need to create in your life to enhance the resilience, right? To really test it out and say, you know what? Great plan, but if one thing goes wrong, we're all thrown off. And come on, I've been there. I know you've been there. This is easy to miss, right? So here's what can happen. If you get into this situation, you've done all this thinking, this is what I really want. This is what I want to create. Gosh, I want to be fit. I want to be with my kids. I want to have a great job. I want to be nice to my partner. And then you put in the time to start making it happen. And then all of a sudden, something throws you off and you might say this. You might say, you know what? It's too hard. I just can't. It's too complicated. I can't create that in my life. It's like looking at the beautiful design and saying, no, it's not possible. Right? Or it says, well, it's a sign. It means I can't have that. Right? But there is a better way. And the other way is what Angela did. She looked at it. She found the flaw in the design, okay, the no anchor, and she went out and found one. She said yes to what she was trying to create and kept persevering and said, my first go at this did not pass the resilience test. I realized I need more of an anchor. So she hired a part-time babysitter to be there when she needed it. Today, Angela is thriving. And when the web wobbles, she takes a good look at her choices, her strategies, and looks at what's serving her and what's not. That's what I mean by resilience testing. So for those of you out there who are listening, it is time to have a hard look at your choices and actions and honestly answer. Are my choices, are my actions creating strength that is sustainable? And I know this is a paradigm shift, right? Most of us are just trying to get by. But you know what I want to say? Hell no. Like, let's stop trying to get by. Like, let's try to thrive. Let's try to look at the same amount of time we have in our day, the same amount of energy, and say, how can I create a mindset and choices and actions so I create strength in my family, in me. I believe we can do this. I know there is a way where we can create sustainability, the strength that we're looking for. And I need to be super honest. I mean, I catch myself in this pattern as well. It's like ebbs and flows, right? I have phases where I'm super solid. I'm feeling strong. My strategies are working. My choices are strong. I feel on target. My anchor, check. Awesome design, check. Wind blowing, I've got this, right? And then I have moments where my choices honestly bite me in the tail, right? And for me, I've come to learn that happens when I say yes to too many things. Okay, so this is now me weaving a web that traps me rather than supports me. All right, but I know that now. I know how letting myself down by not running, for example, is going to have an impact on my energy. And you know what? It's going to have an impact on my mood. And that means it's going to have an impact on how I talk to my kids. Okay, I've done the reflection to look at my choices, how they're impacting my actions, right? And so for me, this is something that's an ongoing process I'm working for. As I said, it's ebbs and flows. And my work is to make sure those ebbs and flows get softer, okay? To create more resilience in my business, for myself and my family. Okay, so for those of us who live abroad, our lives are constructed by the choices we make and how we take action. When we're getting ready to make the next move, when we first get there and are trying to establish some sort of sense of belonging, when we want to adapt and just be successful at work, when we're working on finding that sense of purpose, and when we want to keep our core relationships strong. All of them, all of these are choices that we make and are impacted by the actions we take. So today, I am sharing this spider web metaphor to help you be mindful of your mindset, your behaviors, so you can be smarter and more intentional about the life you weave for yourself. Okay, because when we build a solid enough web, one part can break down and it is still strong. Okay, so I'm sending out a thank you to that pesky spider who got me wrapped up in its web yesterday morning. Spiders and their amazing ability to weave their webs shed light on how we can change our thinking to build the life we want to live. So I would love to hear from you as you go through your day, your week, what aha moments you have about, you know what, this is how I would live differently if I embrace that metaphor of the spider web. Here's the ways I've forgotten to put anchors. Here's the ways I'm most proud of how I keep things strong. I'd love to hear from you. You can respond on my Facebook page or in the episode of this podcast on my blog. So by now, you might have heard about the program that I created called Adapt and Succeed Abroad. And that was what I was talking about at the beginning of our podcast, about this frustration I was feeling from so many directions about people out there really wanting to take more control over their life abroad, but not getting the support that they were looking for, right? And as an absolute labor of love, for over a year, I created something just for you so you can proactively reduce overwhelm, confusion, frustration, and all the disconnect you might feel between colleagues or loved ones in the transitions of life abroad. Adapt and Succeed Abroad is created for you to have the roadmap where you can create a life where your mindset, your choices, and your actions are in total alignment with what you want. I'm talking about a life where you know exactly which problem to attack first and how to approach it, where you have your priorities in order from day one and you don't have to play catch up, where you have your own purpose moving abroad outside of your job or your spouse's job, where you don't let stress get between you and your partner, where you have a community of others who understand you and who you can rely on for support, and where you can take heart knowing that your loved ones back home feel close, even if you are miles and miles away. So this is something I would love for you to check out. It's in 20 videos, 5 modules, including free monthly training for a lifetime, plus all kinds of other bonus resources so you can take back control of your life. And this is something that's been tested with my long-term clients, things I've been building and using successfully for years in my one-to-one coaching, and now it's available in a totally different form. Here's what a few people have already have to say about it. One first-time expat, but a long-term expat in Europe had this to say. She said, people feel most depressed when they don't see a solution, and Adapt and Succeed offers a lot of action-oriented steps that provide immediate relief while working on a long-term solution. I love that. That's what I was talking about before, about that design, the long-term, and the strategies, right? The strength and resilience that you want now. Another entrepreneur in the UK who's living abroad said Adapt and Succeed gives you more grip and direction to deal with struggles. And finally, another participant said this program is great at providing action-based strategies to help me take control of whatever's bothering me rather than feeling like life is spinning out of control. That is what I want for you. So check it out. It is available on sundaybean.com/adapt and succeed. There's a lot going on at sundaybean.com right now. If you're listening to this right when it was released, don't miss that there's a bonus webinar January 31st, and it is on how to live abroad without regret. You can sign up for the webinar using the link in the episode notes. You can still check out my free training called How to Nurture and Maintain Relationships from Afar. And don't miss out on sundaybean.com/adapt and succeed abroad, everything with hyphens, adapt hyphen and hyphen succeed hyphen abroad, right? To check it out. And guess what? You can save $300 US if you put in the code ADAPT now through February 1st. All right. So it's a little secret I'm telling you right now. So please check it out if you are in the mood to take back control of your life. Create the design and the strength in your life that you're looking for. Adapt and Succeed might be just for you. So you have been listening to Expat Happy Hour. Thank you for being here. This is Sunday Bean. And remember, life is full of choices, so choose wisely. I will leave you with the words of Will Rogers. Even if you're on the right track, you will get run over if you just sit there.